Speaking of the Bruins, Joe Haggerty joins us now, Comcast Sportsnet New England. Talk about tonight's game. Joe, thanks very much for being with us. I know discussion of the Bruins can begin without talking about Pastrnak and the 18 goals in the season he's having. Joe, that's going to be the biggest plus for the Bruins so far this season, no?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, there's a few good young players that have really emerged this year for the Bruins and played pivotal roles, but none more than David Pastrnak, you know, up there with Sidney Crosby for the lead league in goals. He's been a guy they could count on for offense when so many other players, established players for the Bruins, have kind of struggled offensively this year. And, you know, even in the last couple of games, he's shown how much of a game breaker he is. The Bruins are down early in these games, and all of a sudden, lightning strikes with Pastrnak for some offense, and the momentum in the games completely changes at that point. And, you know, when you have an offensive threat like that and somebody that's really coming into their own as one of the elite scorers in the league, you're never really out of a game. And, you know, the way he can turn it on and turn it off and the skills that he has, skating, passing, shooting, they've always been there. But at 20 years old, now he's up to 190 pounds. You see him winning battles, and all of a sudden that skill combined with a maturing player turns into an absolute superstar. And it's been a long time since the Bruins have had a true offensive player like this. They had somebody that was kind of coming into his own, like Sagan, a few years back that they traded away. But this is the guy they drafted to eventually replace Sagan when they traded him, and it looks like he's starting to do that.
Certainly is so far with 18 goals in just 23 games. Great start to the season, but you alluded to some of the veterans not producing up to expectations, Joe, and that's got to be a concern too because, you know, you look at the Bruins, and it's hard to kind of figure out exactly where they're at. Zdeno Chara has been one of the best defensemen in hockey for a long period of time. Tuukka Rask has been excellent in goal and continues to be excellent in goal. But beyond that, the perception of the Bruins is maybe it's a team, you know, especially offensively, where some guys are maybe past their best due date. Maybe talk about the concern. Is this team a team that is in win-now mode? Are they rebuilding? Or what exactly are they doing, Joe?
Yeah, that one is tough because they're sort of in between, and they have been for the last few years, and it's part of the reason they've missed the playoffs, is that, you know, they were in the Stanley Cup Finals as recently as 2013, which is only 3 years ago. But you can tell that that was towards the end of the window that they're in. And, you know, I think they were trying to extend it because they won the President's Trophy the year after that and felt like they could continue to compete with the core group, guys like Chara, Bergeron, Krejci, Rask, you know, the real core members of the team that were also Stanley Cup winners. So, you know, there's a temptation there, and there's also not much of a taste among Boston fans to have a complete rebuild. And I think there's concern about, you know, filling the building, keeping TV ratings up, keeping the Bruins viable if they just, you know, completely imploded and started trading off parts and completely rebuilt everything from the ground up. So they're not doing that, even though that might be better for the long-term health and well-being of the franchise. And what they're doing is sort of trying to retool the team while also competing and trying to get in the playoffs at the same time. The team that the roster that's there now, the team that the Bruins have, didn't make the playoffs, missed by a point the last couple of years, but could have made the playoffs, and I think was good enough to make the playoffs. And I think they're in the same boat this year, where they're good enough to make the playoffs, and maybe they will this year, especially with guys like Brandon Carlo and David Pastrnak and young players really starting to contribute. But I don't think anybody's afraid to play them in the playoffs, and I don't think they'd go very far when they get there. So, you know, they're still building back up towards something and overhauling parts of the roster. But I think what you're seeing now is not only the core guys and some of the guys that you're struggling. I mean, Patrice Bergeron is really struggled this year. Nobody saw that coming. And David Krejci has struggled and some other players as well. But you are seeing more young players in the lineup introduced this year than you have in years past. I mean, I think it's seven guys have made their NHL debuts this year with the Bruins, and that's far more than they've had in recent history. Brandon Carlo is a shutdown top-pairing defenseman at 20 years old. David Pastrnak is a 20-year-old that's on the right wing on the top line. Both of these guys are key performers, and they're very young players. And Austin Zarnik, you're going to see Danton Heinen tonight play a top-six role on the left wing with David Krejci and David Backes, and he's only a 21, 22-year-old kid fresh out of the University of Denver. So you're seeing more young players in their lineup. They're sort of rebuilding now and introducing young players, but I don't think they're ever going to trade away their veterans, blow it all up, and start from scratch. I just don't think there's an appetite from that for ownership.
Interesting. Joe Haggerty with us from Comcast Sportsnet in New England. Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet Today. Sounds similar to the Leafs and their hesitancy to do it for a lot of years for various reasons. Same thing, but we'll see, Joe. There's still a good nucleus here, though. Maybe let's talk about some of the veteran players. And, you know, there's, I guess, the day and age in the NHL, Joe, you know, maybe you know, 31's the new 36 or something in terms of, like, how players age, because the league is generally so young. Because, you know, people talk, and I even refer to them a little bit as a aging team, but they're not really that old. I mean, you know, like Bergeron is a 31, but Marchand, I guess, is 28. Krejci, 20. You know, they're not over the hill. But on the other hand, in today's NHL, you do wonder, you're really counting on those guys for offense. And, you know, Krejci's got 4 goals and Bergeron's got 4 goals. Is there any concern about any of the guys individually in terms of, you know, why the reason for this? Or though, you know, Bergeron gets a hat trick tonight, everything's okay again.
Yeah, and I mean, there's something to, you know, players aging more quickly in a younger league and, you know, a guy that's 31 almost being past his prime or closer to the end of his prime than maybe in years past as the league gets younger and faster and more skill-oriented. But, you know, and part of it, too, is just that the Bruins, because this is a group that played a ton of playoff games, had some really long runs in the playoffs where they really paid the price physically for that and played a ton of hockey over a 4 or 5 year stretch. I think that ages players a little more quickly too. And that's something that Bergeron, Krejci, Chara, all those guys have in common is that I'm sure they're probably a little bit older physically than they are in actual age, just because of the amount of intense physical punishing hockey that they played in all of those playoff runs. But I think there are also, like, individual cases to be made for all these players. Bergeron at 31, I think, still has a long way to go. You know, still affects the game in a lot of different ways. He's still great defensively, still wins faceoffs. I think, even though they won't come out and say it, is that he's battling something physically. And I think that's why you don't see the numbers like you normally do offensively out of him. He just seems to not have the burst skating-wise that he's had in the past. He's having a hard time getting to spots that he needs to get to in order to score in that immediate fashion that you need to get there if you want to make things happen offensively. And I think he's been, you know, he missed a few games at the beginning of the year and because of something that he hurt in practice, and he's missed skates and practices at intermittent times throughout the season. And I think something is bothering him physically, and it's taken away from his offense. And it's part of the reason the Bruins' power play has struggled so much. He had 25 points in the power play last year. He's got 2 points this year, and their power play is 25th in the league, and he's only, you know, got a couple goals and some points and not anywhere close to what he normally has. So he's been down. Krejci's coming off hip surgery. I think he has started to look better lately, but it's kind of been an up-and-down thing. But I think he will get better as the year goes on. Chara actually has been outstanding this year. He's going to turn 40 this season. I think he has been energized by playing with 20-year-old Brandon Carlo, and he's been much better. But, you know, they're just a group of offensive players. Torrey Krug was coming off shoulder surgery, and he had a very slow start to the season. He's starting to come on as well. Ryan Spooner is a young player that hasn't been as good as he was last year. They've tried to play him at wing instead of center. So, you know, there's individual cases to be made as to why some of these players are struggling like they are. But the bottom line is that the Bruins are nowhere good as offensively as they were last year, but much better defensively. And it's kind of an interesting flip, because I think most people thought it was going to be, you know, bad defense and good offense like it was last year. And they've kind of flipped the tracks on how they're doing it this year.
That's very true. Just another word or two, maybe, Joe, from you on Zdeno Chara. And you mentioned 40 in March, but what a career he's had. You talk about a Hall of Fame guy, you know, and you know, ever since the Bruins were able to sign him as a free agent, you know, this team getting to winning a Stanley Cup and getting to a Stanley Cup final was largely him. And his impact when you're trying to bring in younger guys, that's the first guy you want when you've got some younger guys, especially on your blue line.
Yeah, no doubt. And he's been outstanding for Carlo. Carlo was a 6'5", 205, 210-pound 20-year-old kid who played like 7 or 8 games in the AHL last year out of junior hockey, almost no experience, and came in this year. And he's been a shutdown top-pairing defenseman since the very get-go of training camp. And he's basically played with Chara every single game as a shutdown guy with him against the other team's best players. And you know, that doesn't happen that often, and that's a byproduct not only of Carlo's talent in the defensive end and his ability to be poised and physical, and you know, he's got a great stick in the D zone, and all of his individual stuff that made him a high second round pick and a really big prospect for the Bruins. But it's also about the leadership that Zdeno Chara shows in giving him advice as you know, how to survive in the league as a big body defenseman, how to use his stick, how to use his body, how to play against smaller, faster players in the league where it's all about speed these days. And you know, how to bounce back from a bad game and how to learn from mistakes and all the different things that Chara has learned over the years. There's no doubt that he's been excellent at tutoring young defensemen, and he's done that for an awfully long time. But now we're seeing, you know, the last couple of years he had tough years because the Bruins did not have a solid, steady defensive partner for him. They were trying to rotate through guys like Adam McQuaid and Kevin Miller and, you know, players that weren't equipped to be top-pairing defensemen and were very limited. And it caused Chara, I think, to overextend and do too much and, you know, try to worry about both ends of the ice in the D zone. And that turned into lesser numbers and more mistakes. And I think now he's got a qualified guy back there. And even though he's a rookie, he's a very good player. I think that's allowed Chara to be at his best this year and kind of be resurgent in the way that he's played. And, you know, the Bruins are also watching his minutes. You know, he's down minutes. He's not playing the power play anymore. They've kind of told him just focus on defense and killing penalties. And I think having those jobs out there plays into his strengths and has been part of the reason he's been so good this year.
Got about a minute, Joe, to talk about Tuukka Rask. You know, if he's not the best goaltender in the National Hockey League, he's right near the top, and we've seen it from him in brilliance, and he's having one of his best seasons with a 1.79 goals against average. You know, he gave up four goals on 20-odd shots the other night, but just talk about his experience and what a goaltender he's turned into.
Yeah, he's been much better this year. He was coming off last year, his worst year as a starter in the league, as a pro at the NHL level. You know, so much of it was the defense in front of him struggling, and I think that affected him mentally. He was seeing so many good chances, and he had some games where he's letting in high goal totals, and he kind of got rattled by all that. And it turned into a real tough year for him last year. And I think he was determined and bound to come in this season and rebound from that and, you know, show what he's been able to do in the past. And he's done that. And I think he's adjusted a little bit, you know, a little more active, a little more challenging at times, rather than sort of standing back and letting the system in front of him do all the work. But at the same time, you know, the defense has been better in front of him as well. And I think those two things go hand in hand. And really, this team this year is totally built on good defense, trademark Claude Julien, good systems on defense, and very good elite-level, Vezina Trophy-level goaltending from Tuukka Rask, and he's been so good almost every single night. You know, there's probably only like two or three goals I can think of all year that I would say are soft goals or goals that he should have had. He's just been so good for them that it's starting to get to the point where you know, you get used to it and you just expect him to stop everything, and that's kind of where the Bruins are right now.
No question. It all starts, begins, and ends in goal. And the Bruins have a good one in Tuukka Rask, so a big challenge for the Leafs tonight at TD Garden against the Bruins. Pre-game coverage starts 5 o'clock here with Gord Stellick and Todd Halushko. Joe Haggerty, Comcast Sportsnet New England, joining us to chat some Bruins. Joe, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Roger. Always a pleasure, bud.